Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to try 9-weight or 9-WT by Ludington Bay Brewing Company. East Coast style double IPA, 7.7% ABV, dry hopped India Pale Ale with copious amounts of Amarillo and Centennial hops. Are what's in this one. I'm not sure how much it costs as Jessica went to Mega Bev, picked up a six pack. So let's go ahead and get it open, get it into a glass. Let's see if there's a date on it. 9/28/20. So about 3 months old at this point. Whoa, it's ready to come out. So double IPA, a little bit more malty. You're going to use more grains to draw up more sugar to up the ABV most of the time. Now, you could use lactose or a sugar, turbinado sugar or something to up that ABV, but mostly in an India Pale Ale double IPA, you're going to use more grains, draw more liquid, more sugar, ferment more, which is going to drive up the ABV. Brownish colored head, light brownish colored head, small medium bubbles in there. From that pour, about a finger and a half. Looks like it's overcarbed just a little. Bubbles on the side are spread apart like bubble wrap. Color, orange, a tiny haze. It could be chill haze. I did have these out in the garage. It's been 34 degrees out, so they have not, this one, the all six of them really, have been sitting out in the garage overnight. I'm not sure what we got down to, but this morning it was 34 out. Because I was going to say, a tiny bit of chill haze on there. But yeah, nice orangish color. Looks like a double IPA. Lots of bubbles coming up, medium bubble level, I should say. Let's go ahead and smell. Definitely getting that citrus, maybe a little grapefruit citrus, but that generic citrus is what sticks out the most. A little sweet malt in there. I would say that it's like a generic citrus, but because I know there's Centennial in there, you could say it's a grapefruit citrus. Then some sweeter malt, which you should find in a double IPA, but it doesn't overpower the hops. It smells a little bitter, like the IBUs are high, which they would use more, but I don't think, we still have some in the can, so we'll drink some. Let's see if they show what the IBUs are. 62 IBUs. It smells like it's a big dry hop. Yeah, so let's go ahead and taste. Very smooth, light syrupy malt, what you would expect in a double IPA. A little citrus, a little pine in the back as it goes down. As it goes down, that aftertaste, more malty syrup. A little bitterness on both sides. Not very much, though. Yeah, it seems like the bitterness is climbing just a little bit. Let's go ahead and dump the rest of this in here. Seems like after the aftertaste, as it warms up, that citrus bitterness cranks up some. Like, you can tell it's there. It's stuck in my throat. Very, very smooth. Almost from drinking it, I would say it's undercarbed. But that could just be the smoothness of the beer. That sweet, malty syrup is what sticks out the most in this. You get some of that citrus, that bitterness, grapefruit rind bitterness. What I would say is that aftertaste, you get more of that syrup like you would in a double IPA. Easy drinking. I would say that the alcohol is hid well, 7.7. I don't think you're going to get a lot of that, but it from the bitterness, at least, it tells me that it's higher. I would actually think this was like an 8.5% from the bitterness that I'm getting out of this. Yeah. Not bad at all. For me, I would have to go with a 3.75 out of 5. I think it's okay. I would like to see that bitterness toned down, but I'm not a humongous double IPA fan. I would also like to see that malt level turned down and more of that grapefruit citrus stick out instead of the bitterness. Now, I do understand this is a double IPA. You want to balance it out, so you're going to have more bitterness. I understand that, but yeah, 3.75 out of 5 on this one. Let's check Untappd real quick. Four of my friends have checked it in, 3.81 out of 5. A little over 1,700 people have rated it, average 3.77 out of 5. Let's see if anybody said anything. Never heard of this place. Solid beer. And that is it. Yeah. Yeah, it seems like this has been around for a while, because back in 2018, somebody had it, and Kyle V in 2018 had it. So it's been out for a while. So yeah, if you're into double IPAs, might want to pick this up and give it a try. Again, I'm not sure how much it is. It looks like it was $10.99 for a six-pack. But I could be wrong, because there's no way this was $1.09.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.